It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The FBI has indicated it may release some of the evidence it's amassed against Bruce Ivins as early as this week. Ivins is the government scientist who committed suicide before prosecutors could indict him for the anthrax attacks back in 2001. You'll remember 5 Americans died and others became sick when letters carrying anthrax germs were sent through the postal system to congressional offices and media organizations. One of those letters was addressed to the then Democratic Senator Tom Daschle of South Dakota. His office worker opened it, and 20 members of his staff tested positive for the anthrax exposure. Senator Daschle joins us now, live on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
The news that's emerged in the wake of the suicide of Bruce Ivins suggests some pretty compelling circumstantial evidence against this government scientist. I mean, from genetic fingerprints of the anthrax that led to his lab, which we heard about earlier in this program, to a psychologist's description of Ivins as a threat. Do you find any of what you've heard convincing?
Well, I don't know if it's convincing. It's potentially encouraging. They had similar evidence against Stephen Hatfield and ended up paying him $5 million. So I think it's premature to come to any conclusions. What I do wish is that they would be more forthcoming, more open, and at least those of us who were directly affected provided a little bit better information so we have some understanding of these circumstances.
Now, Stephen Hatfield, of course, another government scientist who was under suspicion for at least a year and, as you say, was... There was a settlement. Now it appears he's of course, innocent. You know, you say it's been 7 years. How much have you been in contact with the FBI or other authorities about this investigation? After all, you were a target.
Well, we've had no contact. There hasn't been any effort to keep us up to date. I haven't had a briefing from the FBI or anybody else for now over 5 years. I assume that others who were involved have had a similar set of circumstances, and that in part is unfortunate.
You wrote, though, a couple of years ago that you knew enough about this to investigation to have at least one major criticism, and that's that investigators failed to collect physical evidence that they could have gathered in the early days after the attack. And you consider what? That's quite a big loss.
Well, it is. I think that unfortunately they. Of course, this is all new to many of us, and so it's hard for us to critique any investigation with any authority or confidence, and it's not my intention to do that. I think there is just a level of frustration that the degree of communication, the opportunities for us to understand a little bit better what's going on, haven't been provided to us.
And are you waiting for the evidence to officially come out, not just through, as it has through news sources?
Well, I'm sure I speak for just about everybody who has been involved, Renee, that we'd like to bring this to closure. This has been a very tough ordeal for people that have been affected, and it would be nice to say that at long last, after all these many, many years, we've finally brought this to closure. After the experiences, the fits and starts of the investigation over the course of the last several years, that's harder to do now, but it would be nice to be able to do that at some point in the near future.
What about the general state of affairs as to how well the nation is protected against a biological or chemical attack? What do you think this investigation says about how much better the country is to handle an event than it was in 2001?
Well, I think you have to say that we're probably better. I mean, you can't go through an airport and not be familiar with the extraordinary practices now employed. I don't think we've probably accomplished all that we set out to accomplish. I don't think we're there yet. We've got a long way to go. But certainly we've taken a lot more precautions, and we're doing things differently in mail rooms and in airports all over the country.
Senator, thank you.
My pleasure.
Former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle of South Dakota works with the Center for American Progress. He's also with the law firm Alston and Byrd.